Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion. May the Lord richly bless you. We continue with our thought today. We're looking at the work out, and our key scripture was Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. And the scripture reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Amen. So we were looking at processes on how to go about a workout. And we started by saying you need to decide to start. Yesterday we said we need to start small. Today I want us to look at the third point, which I've entitled Focusing on the Ultimate Goal, the reason why you are doing that. Now, may we define the word focus. Now, the word focus has a number of definitions, but I decided to get three from those. The first one is to focus is to concentrate. The second one, to focus involves clarity. The third one, to focus involves prioritization. Now, what is to concentrate? To concentrate is to direct your attention, your effort towards a specific task, goal, or objective. We'll refer to Philippians again, but chapter 3 this time and verse 14. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." This was Paul. He was pressing towards a prize. Now remember, if you are training to obtain a prize in any competition, you will focus all your effort. You will concentrate on what you're doing. Athletes who excel, they show skill and fitness. For you to excel in something, you have to be fit. You have to be strong. You have to be able to stand the pressure. You have to be able to prove yourself, to be proven, to be tested and proven, to be genuine. But just being proved, just being hard is not enough. There has to be a skill. And a skill, it is something that you're good at, something you love, something you enjoy the most, something that defines you. So, focusing on the ultimate goal, you need to concentrate. So here we are told that we are prizing. Our target, our aim is that prize in Christ Jesus. We want to get that prize. We want the Lord to be pleased with what we do. So let us focus. Let us excel. Let us sharpen the skill. Let us refine the skill, in other words. Now, Matthew chapter 16. Now, I want us to look at the second definition. The second definition of the word of focus is clarity, meaning having a clear and precise understanding of what needs to be accomplished. That's what it means to focus. So, let us first look at, without an understanding, that's why, I've learned something. Whenever you are dealing with a team, a group of people, children, any group of people that you're leading, don't make open-ended statements. They end up nowhere. You don't organize a program and then say, on Tuesday, we all need to come for Bible study. All right, so let's come. If you have a group of people, refine it, define it. What time do you want them to come? So here, people have to be clear. They need to know the instructions. They need to understand. They don't need to start asking each other, what did he say? What time? What time are we starting? Where is the meeting going to be? It's not clear. So in the denomination, that's what's happening. It's not clear. Someone is going to church. Someone is ready. Someone is going to pray. Somebody has prepared themselves with their family in the vehicle. They come to a place, no instructions. They don't know what to do. What are they saying? No clear understanding. Someone has been in church for 50 years. Zero doesn't know the scriptures. doesn't know 1 Corinthians 14:34, doesn't know Acts 2:38, there are no clear instructions. It's open-ended. How does one focus? How does one prepare themselves for battle? If they can't hear the sound, it's an uncertain sound. Now, let's look at Matthew chapter 16. A very well-known scripture. Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. So, the Bible says, Matthew 16, 16. Okay. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon the rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, precise instructions, to be clear, clarity in giving instructions is what? Having a revelation. When you have a revelation, you will understand. People, why are people rejecting the end time message? They don't have a revelation. They don't understand. They are not clear. So they cannot focus. They cannot seek the Lord. But you and I have a revelation. You and I have a revelation of what the Lord has done in this hour. That we know. The Lord has done a great work. So, now, what sets the end time message apart? What differentiates Brother Branham? What makes William Branham different from all other people in his age, in this era? What makes him stand out? It is because he had precise instructions. The Spirit of God was with him. And that is what differentiated. Now, remember, Brother Branham, without that revelation, he was an ordinary man. And besides that, he would have been the least of his peers because he was not educated. All of them were educated and smart men, but he was not. But what made the difference? He had the clear, precise instructions. That is why today we can still move on. Today you can still stand in holiness. Today you can still be natural. You look at a woman, a sister, whether it's a white woman, an Indian woman, black woman, sisters, wherever they go, same identity, same dress code. Why? Because they've got precise instructions, precise information, but the world doesn't have. That's why they are feeling the heat. They can go for fashion. They can go for this. If you see believers in the church who still want to do stylishness, it means they don't have precise instructions. They don't know who they are. They still want to have a tag of the world. They still want to be patterned after the world. They don't know who they are. But we have precise instructions. There's a quote in the message entitled, Faith is a Substance. I think this message was preached in 1951. Should be on the 8th of May. Listen to what Brother Branham said. I was inspired by this quote. Well, I don't usually quote this, I should think, but I think we still need to hear it. It's very important. This is what Brother Branham said here, paragraph 82 of that message. He said, Now, this gift of this knowing knowledge and so forth like that, as I say, just because it don't fall upon them, brethren, it may never. I don't believe it will as long as I am living. After I go, it will probably come on someone. But look, because the Holy Spirit, the same angel has already said that. So I know that way. The gift that he had, God told him it can't be on anyone else. Only him. That is why you and I are privileged today to be in this message. We are privileged because we have clear, precise instructions. Now, the third definition of focus is prioritization, to set priorities. That is setting aside distractions and non-essential tasks to make room for what is truly important. Okay, pardon me, I've just lost lighting. Okay, all right. So, here, that is what it is. To prioritize, you set aside the distractions and non-essential tasks to make room for what is truly important. Now, let us look at Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. All right. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So, if you set your affection on things above, there will still be things that will be calling for your attention. So, for you to focus, you need to prioritize what is important, what is essential, what is the most important thing. So, brothers and sisters, the most important thing is your spiritual walk with the Lord. That is a priority, not your job, not your studies, not anything else. Your walk with the Lord Jesus, that is the most important thing. The commission that you were called to, your vocation, your calling is the priority. If you are not where you are called to be, if you are in a wrong place, you will not be a blessing to your environment. A tire of a vehicle works best when it is put where it's supposed to be. You don't get a tire and put it inside the vehicle. You put it where it's supposed to be. So you are supposed to be where God designed you. Now, when you are in your right place, when you are designed, because remember, a body is an interconnection of parts. It is I need you. You need me. We need each other. We need to depend on each other. So your gift, your work will be a blessing to me, but it will be a blessing to you also. And it will make you excel because you are in your rightful position. But if you are not, if you do things upside down, your life becomes a misery. Your life becomes perpetual problems. You can be blessed materially. You can be blessed with all kinds of things, a good life. You can be healthy. You can have this. But if your spiritual life is out of alignment, you are miserable. You are miserable. You are terrible. You are in a terrible state. You are in a pitiful sight. You need to be pitied. But when you are in the right place, where God has called you, nothing shall stand. You shall trample, you shall stand, you shall destroy the residue of anything that stands in your place because you are doing your job. So, let us be in the right place. Let us be where the Lord has called us to be. Let us prioritize. And we read again another scripture in closing. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I like this scripture. It encourages me a lot. 2 Timothy 2 verse 4. It says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." So remember, you are a soldier. A soldier is defined by discipline, commitment, and composure. That's a soldier. Because you are a soldier of Jesus Christ, you show composure. No sin should come your way. No compromise should come your way. The devil should not bring anything. They should be able to see that you are a child of God. In your workplace, a sister, you are a soldier of Jesus Christ. So you stand on a position of duty. Don't compromise. Because you want to get married, don't compromise. Brothers, let's not fit in. Let us not to compromise. Let us dress properly. Let us speak properly. Let us be in the right place. Let us mind what we see on the media, on the phone, how we spend our day-to-day life. How do we spend our prayer lives in our homes? We are soldiers, and a soldier is ready at all time. A soldier is prepared. A soldier is strong. A soldier is disciplined. A soldier is composed. A soldier is bold to die for their Lord. A soldier is ready to sacrifice. Wherever the Lord takes them, they go. Because you are a soldier. Your life was sold to the military.
So you stand on your post of duty. You hold the word of God. You stand boldly. You stand in a world that is insane. In a world that is rotten. In a world that is eaten. You stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the scriptures. Stand on this message. Believe the message. The messenger has gone, brought you the light. Let us make the most of this great and wonderful message. Oh, we praise the Lord for that. You are a soldier, focused, until brothers and sisters, we meet on the other end. The Lord bless you, my brothers and sisters. I love you all, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until we meet again, shalom.